Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, are live at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's, your local low-price leader. Hey, 65 years, and we're just getting started celebrating that 65th year. Hey, want to have a great deal? Get you a pack of Savoy smoked sausages. Awesome smoked sausage, $7.99 a pound. You save $6. So, man, if you're looking to grill some sausage or smoke it or cook anyway, man, Savoy's. No question. Five-star
recruit
there.
And that's not
there.
Savoy or nothing.
No. We're going to get on Luke on that Savoy.
Luke
should know better.
But Luke's a city slicker. No, he says Savoy. This is Savoy's real Cajun, Savoy's food products, and established 1955. This is even older than me and Mike.
That is true.
Yeah, look at that. Real Cajun, Savoy's food products. Yeah, that's... You know what? Now, when I see this name, Savoy, you know who I think of? One of the greatest players. Coach O knows this. He's from La Rose, too. Gerald Savoy.
Savoy, yeah.
And when Gerald Savoy, along with my neighbor, Dwayne Gouger, they won the state championship in 1971. Then we won it in 77. And Gerald Savoy went up to Northwestern in Natchitoches like me. So we left Valle La Fusha and went and played.
My older brother played against Gerald. He was bad to the bone.
Running back, but he could play defensive end. He wouldn't protect that outside shoulder. No, you can't get outside. Don't let him get the edge on you. Yeah, but he was pound for pound. Gerald Savoy was a tough son of a gun. Actually moved to Shreveport, married a Shreveport girl that he met. I had to be at Northwestern. And he opened up like a Cajun restaurant in Shreveport.
Yeah. He was almost like Brunet.
Yeah, remember,
he was almost like Bob.
Like Robert Brunet.
Almost like Bob.
Savoy's real Cajun food product.
So, man, listen, come on down to Rouse's. Got a great deal on Savoy smoked sausage, $7.99 a pound. Hey, you can't beat it. Awesome smoked sausage across the board, and you can use it in so many different ways. So we appreciate Savoy smoked sausage very much. Bob, you got something to talk about with Garrett Nussmeier.
Well, I think I know a little bit about playing quarterback. And, at different levels. And Luke's putting his fingers, a little bit. He's saying, I know a little bit.
He's giving you a little credit.
I know what it is to play hurt and not hurt. And you try and fight through. But sometimes you could be a detriment to your team if, you got to make a number of different throws. Like, I know at the end of my career, like, my elbow was shot.
Not your call. That's the head coach's call.
Right. And I knew where to go with the ball, but it's so frustrating. From a mental standpoint, when you know physically you can't do it. And it's very humbling. And now Nussmeier is very young. And the reason why I say something has to be wrong with him, because you don't drop off the cliff like this. If you look last year, okay, that's recent history. Last year in Garrett Nussmeier, there was only 8 FBS teams who threw for more yards than LSU. That's why he's obviously, first round draft pick, potential Heisman winner. Nussmeier, Mike, he threw for 4,052 yards. That was fifth in the nation, fifth nationally, and his touchdown tally was 29, and that was top 10. That was 10th in the nation. He also helped LSU convert third downs at one of the six highest rates in the country.
Yep.
How you converting on third down, making the throws, even though LSU could not run the football like they cannot run this year. Now, this season, LSU ranks 80th in scoring offense, 90th in total offense, 46th in passing defense, passing offense. Now, he's thrown more passes behind the line of scrimmage because you don't have to throw it as far, 39. And then he has between 10 and 19 yards, and that's being 34. Now, Mike, he also completed only three of his 13 passes of at least 20 yards in games that, you want to say, okay, what is he going to do against Clemson, Florida, and Ole Miss? Well, Mike, he only completed three of 13 passes of at least 20 yards in those big games. Now, through his first five starts of 2024, Nussmeier threw for 331 yards per game. And threw 15 touchdowns. This season, he's thrown only seven touchdowns and averaging 232 passing yards. Now, and you look at the offense and what they've done on third down, like I said earlier, how efficient we were last year. His offense has picked up only 10 of 36 third downs, face in three games against power conference opponents. And if you look at LSU right now, average third down distance was at least 7 yards. So that's third and long. Not no third and twos. Well, if it's third and seven, and Mike, when you look at the average third down distance, at least 7 yards, that, what does that tell you? You can't run the damn ball if it's always like third and seven or more. So that's why when I look at where they're at right now, you don't think it's a copycat league? You don't think South Carolina is going to do this and Vanderbilt and all? They did what Ole Miss did. So opposing defense, they're dropping seven or eight players in the coverage. Which Coach Kelly, when they look at the film, he said is how Ole Miss defended LSU 85% to 90% of the time. Well, when you don't you think South Carolina, you're going to try and copy? Okay, let's see.
It'll be the same thing.
Until LSU can run the ball, or you can maybe. And the thing is, Mike, is that even though Ole Miss is dropping eight in coverage, they were getting pressure with a three-man rush.
Bob, that's the scary part.
Yes. Yeah,
now, when you think it's a blitz and they only send in three.
Because I had said four, because the NFL level, when they rush at four and drop at seven and it feels like a blitz, that's hard for a quarterback. You're trying to throw it through the forest, through the branches, and it's even worse.
When it's three.
When it's, you rush at three and it feels like a blitz or a four-man rush who can run, and then you drop an eight in covers. There's a lot of small windows out there. So the quarterback, again, is going to get too much glory and too much blame. To me, what I've been most disappointed is like, because we consider ourselves as being tough in Louisiana, like in the trenches. I'm talking to T-Bob about this. You know, when they went to the national championship, and you look even under Coach O, like an offensive line, the last 2 years, and now we had a bunch of NFL players, but like, are we too finesse? When has LSU not been able to run the football?
Okay, and Jaden Daniels' mask.
Oh, yeah.
That you couldn't run the ball because he was such a threat that, man, he scared the bejesus out of you every time
ball,
he took off.
Running the ball with your running backs. Okay,
they haven't done that in the Brian Kelly era here.
No, they have not. And you might say, well, we're recruiting the right players. Look, that four of the guys go in the NFL, and they look at the recruiting class. Well, then it has to be, well, who's coaching them? Who's not developing them? Who's not developing? Okay, come on. It's not like, it is what it is. Hell no. We need to take pride. I know LSU fans do this. We got to take pride. You know what? You better pack a lunch against us. And our defense has brought it this year. But the offensive line, though, we've regressed instead of progressed.
Bobby, here's a crazy one. At the end of the first quarter, Texas, Florida. Florida's leading 10-0. We talked about running the ball. They have rushed the football 14 times for 94 yards, and I can figure out the math. That's 6.7 yards a rush against the Texas defense.
Yeah, now that didn't surprise me that Florida's defense is handling the arch in Texas
but
offense.
But to run the ball against the Longhorns?
That is surprising to me. So that's telling me right there, if that continues – And Texas cannot stop Florida from running the ball. No, they're not. Texas ain't winning. Who did they beat? Little Sisters of the Poor?
They beat Sam Houston.
They're UTEP and all that. Come on. So that's why. No, that's very humbling. Because look at the expectations they had at University of Texas at the beginning of the year.
You talk about national championship expectations. Well, they have run the football in the first quarter 4 times for 15 yards. That's less than 4 yards a carry. That's what, 3.8, I'm just trying to figure it out. But
you have Arch's numbers? What is it? They might be leaning too much.
Arch's 3 of 5 for 23 yards.
Well, no.
But if you can't run it, I know how to play you.
That's why, you know, I always say, oh, LSU, not only are we going to make it in the playoffs, up for national championship. I don't know right now. Do you view Texas or LSU on the level of like Oregon or Ohio State? I don't. I think I'm being objective.
I'm not like,
oh, no, we can hang with them. And like you could say, maybe you say Penn State, but I think Penn State might be the most underachieving team, but that's the damn Coach Franklin.
I was going to go with this one. It's early in the second quarter, UCLA, Penn State. UCLA is winning 10-7.
What? UCLA is sorry. UCLA should not even be in the Big Ten.
Penn State's going
to
win this.
Well, they had to travel all the way to UCLA, but that shouldn't matter because if you're the Big Ten, come on, you're not going to inclement weather. You're like going to play in the Rose Bowl before the Rose Bowl. When you're not like the Big Ten champion, would always go play in the Rose Bowl. So, no, they got a hangover. They're boudeting. They're pouting.
It's a boudet game.
Because they lost to Oregon, and they lost to Oregon, and they may be feeling sorry. So, we're going to beat UCLA. No, you got to play. You can't just show up.
And in the first quarter, it's almost over with. Vanderbilt, 7-0 over Alabama.
Hey, I said at the beginning of the show, Vanderbilt wins how I would love it as an LSU fan for LSU to win that way. Look how Vanderbilt can run the ball and stop the run, and their quarterback got some swagger. Vanderbilt in Nashville. Well, they could cheer. That's what you're probably cheering for in Nashville because the Titans suck. They ain't cheering for the Tennessee Titans, but they're all
not at this stage.
They're all excited about the Vanderbilt Commodores. How many times you could say that?
Very few in our lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. No, Vanderbilt, and I thought Alabama would be chomping at the bit from the get-go since they got embarrassed by Vanderbilt last year.
Not so fast.
Yeah. And this is in Tuscaloosa. What? Oh, no, he lose to Vanderbilt all the good grace that he had by beating Georgia.
Now
fire him again. We got to get rid of save me. Come back.
Midway into the first quarter, Lamar 7, Nicholls State 7. So far, and the Colonels have played well in the first quarter. It's been after that that they've had some difficulties making plays.
I tell you what, at Beaumont in Texas, if they can beat Lamar, because you win the Southland Conference, you can get to the postseason. So that's the measuring stick.
But you got to win the Southland.
Yeah, all the good teams that are ranked or potentially ranked in the Southland Conference, none of them are from Louisiana right now. It's in Cornet Ward, Stephen F. Austin, and Lamar.
Man, Southeastern should have got in last year. I thought they got cheated out of that, but that's a story for another day. When we come back, we'll have on with us the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris Blair will join us here at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's during their big 4-day sale. We'll be back right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're back here. Mike DiTullio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We have a live edition here of Sports Talk on WWL. We're at Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're celebrating 65 years of Rouse's, and we're just getting started. Yep. On our phone lines, we have on with us the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
No, gentlemen, good to be with you. Enjoying an off week.
How about that, Chris? You get that off. But, man, what a crazy ride. So much more of the college football season left to be told. I think for most people, if you'd have told them that would be a loss for LSU in the month of September, I think most people would have said, you know, I think that loss is going to come at Clemson. Came to Ole Miss here. Now can this team regroup? And they got to get better. Now, I'm not talking about being a dominant team running the ball, but I'm talking about being able to run the football better, because I do think that's the key to the season, along with got to get Garrett Nussmeier healthy.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I mean, I think defensively through basically five games, I think this defense has shown they can go out and keep you in games and give you a chance to win. They were entirely on the field way too much in the first half, you know, last weekend at Ole Miss, just for the inability for LSU to move the chains and certainly put points on the board. But that's been an issue for five straight games, to be honest with you. So I think, yeah, the running game, I mean, it's, you know, you look back to last year, there's two things that would concern me, guys, is that, you know, last year they weren't world beaters running the football. They were hoping to do it a little bit better this year. I don't think that has happened. And yet last year they were still able to put over 5,000 yards, 47 touchdowns, an average right at 30 points a game. So now you've got a problem where you're still not able to run the football. You know, the defense can really cheat up, and basically everybody's played us after Louisiana Tech with a 3-3-5 and most of the time six or seven guys deep, just saying, yeah, if you're going to beat us, then you're going to have to make a heck of a play. And the problem has been the passing game. You know, what we saw last year was such a one-dimensional team. This year, it's just not clicking the way it did last year. And, again, it all came to fruition in a perfect storm last week in that loss to Ole Miss, where they just really struggled to do anything with fluid and any consistency offensively. So you get the off week, and, I was thinking as I was coming on today, I've never heard a coach really say it's a bad week for an off week. So I think this one really comes at a good time for LSU, because they got to get a lot better in a lot of areas, because I'm sitting here watching Vanderbilt, although they just turned it over. I mean, they're smacking Alabama around, and we got to go play those guys in Nashville.
Well, Chris, that's what I was going to tell you. This is what drives LSU, old school LSU fans, crazy. Because they're like thinking, no, we're supposed to be maybe like Vanderbilt. Now, I know it's a pass-happy league now, but this caught my attention. You know, they gashed Alabama last year for 166 yards on the ground. And right now, having one of the SEC's best rushing attacks, they ranked first in the league with almost 6.5 yards a carry, 18 rushing touchdowns. And then defensively, allowing the third fewest yards rushing, right on the 80 yards. And then conversely, Alabama had one of the worst rushing offenses and defenses in the SEC. Now, obviously, a big win against Georgia, that being the Crimson Tide. But I tell you what, I thought, you know, the whole revenge fact that they got humbled by Vanderbilt last year, you know, oh, we're going to win this game. But Vanderbilt, look where they're at, and you better pack a lunch because, I don't know, the way I grew up on LSU football was like, I know we always could run the ball. And I remember just watching T-Bob and all. Now, you might, that one thing, maybe they couldn't pass blocks, but they could run, block, and come off the ball. Which that's been frustrating for LSU fans, and it's great that your quarterback can run, but you know, and Jayden Daniels led the team 1,000-yard rusher, but we need our running backs to do that.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, you think about some of the running backs. I mean, to me, you look back in the history of LSU, it's almost as if every class over a four or five-year period had a prototypical SEC running back that was going to run through you, run by you, run over you, whatever the case may be. And that's, you know, LSU really hasn't had any of those guys in quite a while. You know, I think Harlan Berry, we saw a little bit of that late in the game, and albeit he's a true freshman. You know, last year I think Caden Durham showed a little bit of that, but hasn't been as effective this year. And I think that's where it boils down to. I mean, when I think about the parity in the SEC, and let's face it, everybody says parity, and they've been saying that for who knows how long, 20 years. But when you look at the teams in 2025 across the SEC, I mean, this is a very evenly matched league. And that's why I think it's hard for anybody right now to say, oh, yeah, this is the top of the line in the SEC. I think that changes week to week. You know, again, as you're pointed out, I mean, last week it was, uh-oh, Alabama's back. You know, they got the win over Georgia. Georgia looked pretty good today, took care of business rather easily against Kentucky. And then, again, Alabama's in a fight right now against Vandy. But I think it comes down to being physical. And I think LSU's defense has passed the test, as I said earlier, about being a physical, imposing their will, dictating the rules of engagement. I don't think the offense has. And again, that's where you can't run the football. And be honest with you guys, watching the game film a second and third time, I think there's some issues with the wide receivers unable to get open. A lot of times they're two guys in the same location. The ball, it's kind of hard to tell who is the intended receiver. And yet, even when the offensive line gives him time, and even when Garrett has been able to extend the play by moving the pocket, a lot of times there's nobody open.
Well, Chris, you bring up, you know, like Vanderbilt. Boy, they have something to cheer for in Nashville because the Tennessee Titans, for sure, you know, they might be dead last in
there. Chris, you got a decent job. Yeah. Look at me. I do pregame for the Saints and I do pregame for the Titans.
Yeah, I said Mike.
And everybody, you know, they want you to be a beat. Like, oh, man. And you think the Saints are bad till you look at the Titans.
Yeah.
And it's worse.
Well, but Vanderbilt in Nashville. And then how about in Stark Vegas, Mississippi State? Look at that, they fell to Tennessee in overtime, how Tennessee fell to Georgia. But, you know, the one thing you say, oh, I think the Big Ten's overtaking the SEC. I don't think top to bottom. Now, you could say maybe at the top with Oregon and Ohio State, then Penn State down there achieve. But I think top to bottom, I look at the SEC, just got to look at Vanderbilt and Mississippi State type teams. But, you know, Chris, I was telling Mike, you know, it's a copycat lead. And you better get ready because the Gamecocks are going to do this and see if LSU has addressed it. That opposing defenses, that when you look at the game against Ole Miss, dropped 7 or 8 players into coverage. And Coach Kelly commented on that. That's how Ole Miss defended LSU 85% to 90% of the time. Now, I've always made this statement. Boy, this is hard for a quarterback when they're rushing 4 people and it seems like they're blitzing. Now, that was very discouraging. They were rushing 3, that being Ole Miss, and still being able to get pressure on the quarterback. Well, you don't think South Carolina is going to do the same thing? Come on.
No, you're 100% right. I expect them to do that simply because if you look at Ole Miss last year, their front 7 with the money they spent in the portal was their biggest strength defensively. Not the case here in 2025. South Carolina last year, their edge rushers and their physicality up front was their calling card. Not the same this year. They've got the sophomore returning, but the number of those front 7 are gone. So, you know, Ole Miss last week said, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to rush 3. We're going to put everybody in coverage. I think South Carolina's like, we can't provide the pressure, we don't think, that we were able to at times in the first half last year. So without a doubt, I think they're going to say, all right, guys, we're going to rush three or four. Everybody else just go flood the passing zone. And we'll dare LSU to run the football. We'll actually invite them to run the football. And again, the question is going to be, will they commit to trying to run against a light, heavy blitz or a rush? And can they run? I think that's where this team's going to go offensively. Again, I don't think overnight in 2 weeks they can certainly convert this team into a 200-yard rushing team, but they got to find a way to do 150, 160, 175. Otherwise, they're not going to face another team all season that aren't going to have six or seven defensive backs in the back and the you know covering receivers. It's just too easy to do.
Yeah, and Chris, you know what? Fans will tell me, like, okay, I'm not saying we got to lead the SEC in rushing, but you know what? They were disappointed because, okay, nothing to write home about Ole Miss's rush defense. But then they look, well, then Kentucky, Arkansas, and Tulane? My dad was rolling over in his grave. The Tulane gashed him. They each ran for at least 170 yards against that Ole Miss defense. And you look at what LSU was able to do. I mean, that's unacceptable. And then the question I have for you is that, okay, you look at Harlan Berry. So what is the health status of Kane Durham? I mean, look at his ankle. Now you got the bye. But now look at Harlan Berry, five-star freshman. You know, LSU fans, like, I don't care who's running the ball. We need to have some guy that maybe we can lean upon. And then I look, three of his, what, seven carries against Ole Miss, picked up at least 5 yards. And he had that six-yard touchdown run. But his first handoff didn't come until the third quarter. So, I mean, is Durham going to be the guy if he's healthy and then they go from there or what?
I think, I think that it's the age-old argument. Are you going to go with a guy until they completely shut that guy down? Or do you want to continue rotating different looks? And let's face it. Again, I think Kaden Durham is more in the role of an everyday back. I think Harlan Berry, though young, is also molded in the way and style of an old-fashioned back, you know, prototypical running back. I think Juwan Johnson's more of a scat back style. And I think Caleb Jackson, even though he looks the part, I think he's still trying to, again, he hasn't played a lot of organized football. My son went to high school with him and he was kind of talked into playing at Liberty High. And of course he was phenomenal because he's an incredible athlete, but the actual understanding the position, I think he's still going through. But it's almost as if we have this steady rotation as opposed to maybe going with a guy that's either got the hot hand or starting to make some progress, starting to feel the game, started to take a couple of hits, gets into it. Suddenly the cobwebs and the anxiousness is gone. You got to feed him. And I just don't know if LSU's gotten to that point where they trust that one back in all situations. And again, you can make arguments for and against both of those styles of handling the running back position. But I think when you struggle to run the ball and you're running three or four different guys continually throughout, I think you're automatically going to draw the debate of, are we letting a guy get into the game? And who knows? Maybe that person isn't on the roster here in 2025, but it'll be interesting to me to see how they move forward. Again, having these 2 weeks to try to correct some of the problems they have on offense.
Chris, I think the most improved, not think, I know it, most improved area on this football team, secondary. Because, man, over the last couple of years, they've been picked on. You got defensive backs that don't have their heads turned around. They're getting plays made over the top. Man, Sir Delane came in here. What? I got this. Man, I'm going to cover the best. Whoever y'all send, I got it. And then PJ, man, I wish I could give him some of my weight because I know they list him a little bit higher than I think he is. And then you got the freshman and DJ Pickett. What the two safeties have done with Halsey and Cooley and Spears coming in, he's the third guy. We have not seen this type secondary in a long time at LSU. Really have not. They got talent. People say, oh, well, Ole Miss got after them. Ole Miss is going to get after a lot of people. That's how their offense is sort of built to kind of catch you in mismatches. But that secondary has really, really been the talk when you talk to people in college football saying, man, it is so much more improved than it was a year ago and even 5 years ago.
And, you know, Chris, like Mike was saying, we turned back into DBU. Because, you know, we were used to, like, you know, look at household names. Look at Honey Badger, how opportunistic he was. You know, go back to Patrick Peterson.
Even Stingley early before he started having the injuries.
With the Texans, but look where he's at in the NFL. But I think this has to continue, and you know this. We now have 7 interceptions on the season, one more than it got all of last year.
So that's
part of the winning formula. If we're going to take care of South Carolina, we're going to take care of Vanderbilt, Texas A&M. You know, Texas A&M and South Carolina coming to Tiger Stadium. Then you got on the road at Vanderbilt, at Alabama, then at Oklahoma. I don't know, Chris. If we make the playoffs, we're going to deserve it. Because you look at the SEC schedule, I think now it's starting. But I think we have to continue to be opportunistic defensively on that back end. And, you know, shame on you if you plus one or plus two in that category and we're not winning.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, Corey Raymond is where he needs to be and where LSU needs him to be. So kudos to Coach Raymond. In a quick time, he has turned that secondary around. And again, a part of it is the names you just mentioned. I mean, veteran guys who know how to play the position. So now Corey, along with Blake Baker, are just simply saying, this is what we're going to run, guys. We're not actually teaching you everything about the position. That obviously helps. But those guys are phenomenal players. You know, and I think Ole Miss had their success. Again, Lane Kiffin's a pretty smart guy, and he knew, is there one way to kind of get Harold Perkins out of the mix a little bit? That is to constantly have him have to be in coverage. And again, they went to the tight end between the quarterback runs and the tight end dump-off passes. That was the Achilles heel for LSU defensively. And again, it's not surprising that the winning play of the game, everybody wondered, is Chambliss going to keep it, or is he going to drop it off to the tight end? In fact, Jacob Hester, right before they snapped the football on that play, said, please keep an eye on the tight end. But I think LSU was so consumed on Chambliss, you know, scampering for a couple of yards, they had to pick their poison. And they allowed the tight end open. He made the catch, sat down at the 10-yard line, game's over. But I think, you know, again, the secondary has played more than well enough to win games. I think the defense overall has played much better. I think it's pretty easy to put your finger on where the Tigers have to make improvement. And, you know, a lot of people have said, well, Florida didn't turn out to be as good as they are. Obviously, Clemson has not had the season they've wanted so far. But to your point, Cannon, if you go win these games that are ahead of you, none of that stuff's going to matter because you've got bigger,
true,
and tougher teams you've got to play. And if you do it, it doesn't matter what Florida or Clemson does the rest of the season. You will have deserved your spot in the college football playoff if you can go through this gauntlet.
Well, Chris, and when you look at this, you know, you're talking about timing and all that, and when you brought up Clemson and all of a sudden, look how they put in a whooping on North Carolina. Bill Belichick, when he played himself out of, like, not being arguably in the argument the greatest coach ever, and now you say, oh, I don't know, it's a combination of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Mm.
But what he's doing in North Carolina, and I played against him, Saban was the defensive back coach, and Belichick was the coach at Cleveland when I was in Atlanta. So all of a sudden, Belichick's played himself out of, like, arguably the greatest coach ever, solely because what he's doing in North Carolina. Did you see this coming? Because North Carolina is sorry. And you look all that experience and all, and it doesn't matter off the field, the young girlfriend, that doesn't have nothing to do with it. If you win, that nobody cares about that. But right. the bottom line, the money they've invested in North Carolina on Chapel Hill, there's no way they thought they'd be this sorry. I mean, Bill Belichick is like saying, oh, I came back for this.
No, he took a beating today.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. In fact, yes, I hate to brag on myself, but yeah, I saw this coming. You know, there is a change in college football that you have to operate, gentlemen, in like a pro atmosphere. You do need a general manager. You do need an entire recruiting office that is only looking into the portal. They have nothing to do with high school talent. You got a whole nother crew that's got to do that. So the number of people involved is much more like a pro front office than a college front office 10 years ago. That being said, I don't think you can simply put a pro coach in and go, you were so successful here, you just step in here. Because, again, at that level, at the level of success he had, you're not teaching guys. You're not developing guys. You're tweaking guys.
Right.
You're playing with the best pieces on the chess table. All you have to do is make the right moves. So, this doesn't surprise me a lot, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think he would have been better off with his young girlfriend hanging out at the beach doing headstands trying to go to college.
Yeah, just fade off into the sunset, and then, you know, because he does go on TV.
And get your gold jacket and do TV.
Yeah, it just makes Tom Brady look better.
It sure does. Yeah. There's no question. Chris, thanks so much for being on with us. Always, man, our pleasure to have you.
Oh, I love being on with you guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the day of football, because I am.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Hey, I got good news for you. This is being reported by Nick Underhill, and Nick always has good sources. Guess who's active tomorrow? Taysom Hill. What? Taysom Hill is expected to play tomorrow against the Giants. He will be active. And quarterback power, him sort of playing across the board. And so Nick Underhill is reporting that Taysom Hill will be active tomorrow against the Giants.
That is unbelievable. Now, I thought it'd be more like November-like. Look at the time frame, how significant a knee injury to come back this soon. You know what that's telling me? It shows you how modern medicine keeps getting better and better. Because that's
and the will of a guy like Taysom Hill.
Yeah, he'll work out. Listen, Taysom Hill, I got two or three Taysom Hill t-shirts. Now I'm bringing it out. If they activate them, I'm bringing them out the closet. That's it. Taysom Hill, Swiss Army knife, jack of all trades. Tomorrow.
We'll be back.
Be the difference maker for the Giants.
Sports Talk Live from Rouse's Markets, and we'll be back right after this break here on the Big 8-7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need WWL. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. We're on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from Rouse's Markets. 3461 East Causeway Approach here in Mandeville. Shop and save at Rouse's during their big four-day sale. I got even better news. The Saints have made it official. Nick Underhill, one thing, man, Nick got good sources.
Yeah.
Not only have the Saints activated Taysom Hill for tomorrow, they've also activated Foster Morrow from the reserve to the physically unable to perform list. So they both have been activated for tomorrow.
Well, it is
Taysom
great.
Hill, Foster Morrow.
Well, it's great timing because Juwan Johnson, the tight end we were leaning upon, he hurt his ankle. You know, in that game, and you could see when he got hurt, I want to say, and he gutted it out, played the rest of the game, but I want to say that was maybe the beginning or late first quarter, beginning second quarter. So, yeah, that's two guys we're counting on, two leaders on the offense to help out Spencer Rattler and what we're trying to do. You know, I think Jack Stahl, overall, Mike, he had an outstanding catch against the Seahawks. So I'd say all of a sudden the tight end position has become a strength for us. If they back and can ready to roll, Foster,
you know what
tomorrow,
Foster
Taysom
can do?
Hill,
he can run block like
yeah,
hell.
That's
man,
what I'm,
Foster. Man, he is a road grader.
Right, that's
that
a,
it's like another tackle,
and we might need that against that Giants D line. And I think we got to be able to run the ball when all said and done. A lot like the Bills, and Kellen Moore knows this. We have to have 30-plus rushing attempts, if not 32-plus, because you can run the ball against the Giants. No, they're not very good against the run.
That would seem so strange because you have used all these first-round picks, so to speak, on all these defensive linemen,
and they can't
stop the run.
Now they can rush the passer.
Now they can get after you.
So you can't pin their let them pin their ears back. But you know what? You know what? Great pass rusher, what they hate to do, they run right at them. Don't run like an angles away where they could track you down, but run a good pass rusher. They usually like really quick. They lighten the keister, so you go right at them and make them like Pat Swilling. Pat Swilling to me was it was NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Was like unbelievable. Could track you down and ran away from him. If you're trying to attack Pat, you want it to go more right at him than running away from him because he'd be like a cat. You know, like a fast, like a cheetah coming down and just jump on you and get you down. But Mike, I wanted to bring this up before we go to the top of the hour. Because, you know, we like old-school football. I'm going to watch this game. The U versus Florida State. Tomahawk chop, you know, Florida State Seminoles. And you got the Miami Hurricanes. This is like old-school, like early 90s. You look at number 3 Miami against number 18 Florida State. Now, Florida State has been ranked higher, but they just got upset in overtime to Virginia. You know, they lost to the Virginia Cavaliers. No one saw that coming. Now, they have a good quarterback, that being the Cavaliers. But if you look at the game tonight, AP top 25 ranked teams for the first time in almost a decade since 2016. The top 25 that both Miami and Florida State are relevant because they were always relevant, you know, Mike in the day, and you know, look in the 90s and stuff. And but you look at Miami now, this could be a big feather in their cap. Wins over Notre Dame in Florida. And boy, if they can add Florida State to their list, that's how you along the lines. With Ohio State and Mike, looking at FSU, they trying to rebound in that double overtime loss to Virginia. But looking at the running backs, again, looking at their run game, look at Gavin Schwach, am I pronouncing that right? Quarterback Tommy Castellanos. Their rushing attack led Florida State's ground attack. It is second right now in the FBS, 336.5 yards a game. Florida State.
They don't get away from it.
No.
Even though when they were trailing Virginia, they still ran the ball.
Now what's going to give? Miami's rushing defense is tied for 8 in the FBS. Their rushing defense, they only given up 76 yards a game. So just watch that one thing. If Florida State can run against Miami, they're going to win. But if Miami can stop the run, then I like the case. That one area, somebody has to win. Miami's outstanding against the run. Florida State is outstanding running the football.
Okay, to slow down Bane coming off the edge, you got to run the football against right at him, just like what you talked about with Pat. And this is a second quarter score. I think they've got about 4 minutes left. Florida, 19-7 over Texas. They have run the football, Bob, 19 times for 116 yards in the first half.
Well,
that's 6.1 yards a rush.
Well, you look at expectations. You let Texas lose this game to perception. Mike, and they still got the Red River shootout, you know, Red River
against
and all
Oklahoma.
That.
But is
that,
and Mateer
will he
may
play
be
or
healthy
not playing
at that time?
No, look where we're at in the season, and Texas might be eliminated. Because, you know, if you have a lot of money and whatever college team you support, if their teams were, you should be at least in the top 12. If you're amongst the top in name, image, and likeness, you got to be like, okay, I know it's hard to win a national championship, but hell, we should be in the top 12 and make the playoffs. That's why the pressure on LSU, Texas, and all that
is immense.
Yeah, the money you spend. No, we got to be relevant. Not like, oh, wait till next year. No, next year is now.
We'll be back with more of our WWL Sports Talk edition at Rouse's Markets here, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be right back to finish it up here on a special edition of Sports Talk. Finishing up here at Rouse's Marcus, want to thank Marcy, Nathan, Danum here at Rouse's. Man, it's always great to be here at Rouse's Markets. Again, 65 years and just getting started.
Yeah, 65 like you and I, Mike.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, man, we want to thank Marcy and all, everybody here. But here's a great score. As Bobby said, them sorry UCLA Bruins, they are ahead 24-7 over Penn State. And they at the 50-yard line.
Well, fire Franklin right now. the Penn State lose to UCLA. That'll be the biggest upset in the whole season. What? UCLA beating Penn State? Talk about a hangover. They're feeling sorry for themselves because they lost to Oregon? Come on.
Good news, though. Taysom Hill, Foster Moreau, back in the lineup for the Saints tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow on First Take right here on 870 WWL.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.